feel like 3-2 Blam is like pretty good. It's unique.
The anticipation though. I was just like, it's there.
All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Vulnerabilities with Devin Vox. This podcast is about exposing yourself to new levels of vulnerability to enhance the communication you have with yourself and your loved ones. I'm your host, Devin Vox, and this is one of our co-hosts, Say. Wix is out this week, but will be rejoining us for next week's episode. Last week, we talked about religious and traditional programming, listening to your nervous system, and falling asleep with the AC on. If you haven't seen or listened to that episode yet, definitely check that out after this one's done. Today, we're going to be talking about sharing food, Mercury's hatred for us, blaming all of our emotional problems on it, and how difficult it is to get out of bed, particularly on Mondays and Tuesdays. With that in mind, we're going to jump right into the first video. First off, I love their videos.
Yo, I would have the same face. Fuck is going down. She about to come take my food. Fuck.
Oh my god, bro.
Now it's just the anticipation.
The roll all the way.
Oh. The acceptance. He accepted it the minute she rolled behind him.
Bro, the Foley and man, I'm impressed. All right, the Foley in that was fire. It wasn't just like regular, degular, just like, let's just degular. Do the video. Cool. Yeah, it wasn't just like regular, degular, let's just do the video and do some slow motion effects and shit like that. Yeah. Like, it was like, nah, let's emphasize the crunch, make sure people understand how good the food is. Man, I see y'all.
So bad for
I see
him. Y'all. I'm aggressive. Don't touch my shit.
That's kind of how I am.
But I'm also very, like, if I like you, I'm going to be very considerate. And I always remember little details. So I'm going to be like, I know what they like. Or yeah. I think they'll like this. And I'll bring you something. Even if you tell me you're not hungry, sometimes I don't even ask. I just bring you shit. Because you're not finna touch my food without a tray.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
And if I really don't want your shit, I got to love you on, like, a whole nother level. You're not touching, I will bite you.
I feel you.
I've bitten people.
You know what? Wix is lucky they haven't gotten bit when we've been going to Cane's and we get a sweet Arnold Palmer. Uh-huh. Bruh. See, okay, at the beginning of going there, I was like, if it's just both of us, we're only getting one drink, we'll just get a regular. It's fine. And then we would get home, and then within 7 French fries and half a piece of bread.
The fact
that regular drink.
Hold the fuck up. We don't share bread.
No, we did. We don't share. No. But also, we put Cane's butter on both sides of the bread.
Not Cane's.
No, definitely not Cane's bread.
You touch my Cane's bread, you gonna go missing.
We are fighting. Anyway, if you go to Cane's and you don't get butter on both sides of the bread, you missed out.
I didn't even know
there
was an option. For sure. You can ask.
Yeah. I'll be looking up the secret menu things for every single place that we go to because I'm like, I don't want nothing regular. Give me something extra. Like, for every single place. Plus, like, I think In-N-Out was the place that started it first because I had to find something off the regular menu that tasted good because the real menu's trash.
See,
anyway.
Man, you know, when you work at fast food places, the staff always got their own thing. Like, everybody just plays in the kitchen and makes their own stuff. I love Steak and Shake because we had so many people there that everybody was just making their own stuff. And when I worked with Tina, we used to kick all the other servers out, send them home. And we used to run that. We used to make so much money when we worked together. And she would be like, oh, I got some off menu stuff for you. Over here mixing the strawberries for the shakes and making some damn lemonade. Lemonade is not on the menu.
Okay.
We used to serve strawberry lemonade, but we could only do it when we kicked the other servers out. We used to just, oh, you want this? I got you. Some off menu stuff. So when I go to places, if I go a few times and I see the same person there, I'm like, yo, I don't want the secret menu that your company is promoting. I want yours.
Your personal menu.
Yes.
What do you like?
Because it's always better.
We moved to this area of Colorado and went down the hill and there was a Cane's. I had never been before at all.
It was life-changing.
Yeah.
Enlightening.
It was, For sure, because I didn't really know what to expect. Seeing people, like travel friends, post on socials, they'd be like, oh my God, Cane's is fire, but I'd never had it. 3 years later, it's still something I can tolerate on a consistent, right. Like not consistent, like once every 2 weeks.
It's like you don't get tired of it, and it's so good.
Exactly. And now that I found that you could just play with the menu, I'm like,
I didn't even know you could. I mean, You don't think you can play with too much when it's just bread, coleslaw, fries, and chicken tenders.
For real. But like real, you know what? I don't know if you know this. You can get honey mustard there too.
I didn't even know honey mustard existed, but who the fuck wants honey mustard over cane sauce? Unless I'm going to mix them. That's about
both. It. Both. Exactly. But yeah, because I learned, you know what I'm saying? The first year, I was like, Wicks, like we good. We got a regular drink. It's cool. They would drink so much of it, 75% of it. And I know they didn't mean to, you know, it was just, it's like the perfect thing
to slip on when
you got salty fries and you got bread. Also, why you make that face?
Stay on top of it. Listen, ain't nobody tell me about Cane's. Like, I didn't see nothing on the internet. Didn't even know it existed. My boyfriend at the time was like, let's go try this chicken spot they just opened up. And I was like, bet, let's go. And then we both got addicted. And he was, when no one made dinner, he was like, Cane's, we got to stop. We got a problem. We got to stop. We can't be eating Cane's every day.
And look, here's the thing too. Before the pandemic and like before a couple years ago too, their prices went up by like, I don't know, $1, $1.25 or something like that. And I felt it. I felt that change in my heart. And
that's,
I was
how,
like,
you know, you was going there.
Do this to me. This is my comfort meal. It's got to be a comfort price too.
But you're still going to pay it because it's still just that good.
Still going to pay it. I'm just definitely going to get a large drink now because we paying that.
Is she drinking all your day? No, man. Listen, my baby daddy, I hate calling him that. My kid's dad.
Yeah.
He was like, let me get a sip. That man don't know what a sip is. He's like, let me get a sip. I just want to try it. Gulp, gulp, half my drink gone.
Apparently, that's my mom. That was my dad's number one complaint about going out and getting food. And being like, yo, mama said she wanted a slurp. She didn't do that. She drank the whole thing. Now I got to go out and get another one. Damn, dad.
Yeah, no, I was not about that. I was like, I don't share anymore with you. No. So I'm like, let me get a little bite. Let me taste. Half my burger gone.
Here's the thing. I'm the last meat eater in the house, last carnivore, and I don't even really eat meat like that. So when I do eat it, it's pretty precious. And I would say it's like,
I get that.
It's not like fries or like chips or like things like that. Like protein is like the thing that you look forward to. When you go to Cane's, you're like, okay, obviously we're going to get fries. Obviously we're going to get bread.
Honestly,
like, I want that chicken.
Maybe it's because I'm a lady. I don't know. Wix is not here to confirm. I don't know if it's because it's the tism. You know, she would also be able to confirm. I don't know if it's because I'm Latina, but the bread is what I go for. The bread. I love bread. I love bread. And then protein comes second.
Yeah. I think for Wix, it's like the salt factor. Because we've tried so many different restaurants, fries and stuff like that. But I think Cane's just has like the right blend of salt. They use a really good oil and like the crisp on it is pretty fire too.
They're like, they're actually on top of cleaning their oil as opposed to like every other fast food place where, you know, when you've worked fast food, you know, when that oil bin's in.
Oh, do you remember when they changed the oil at Steak and Shake and how disgusting that smell was?
It was like the first time they did it in 10 years. That's what it looked like.
For real. And the niggas was like, all right, y'all. Yeah, we do this about every 2 months. Bitch, you don't smell like
it. You a liar. Because what? Bro. I worked there for a year. No, they didn't. And that location shut down, so.
Did it really? Memories. Damn. Damn. I'm a drink to that. But I will say, 2 to 4... That like milkshake rush hour, that was crazy. I really feared
you,
that.
When you was making milkshakes, you had the easiest fucking position ever.
Until 2 to 4, then it was like
if the milkshake orders were fucking boom 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 boom. What do you think was happening out in the lobby?
Okay, from 2 to 4, that's what I'm saying, though. When everybody's, like, either going to the parts
or leaving the parts. You had the easiest part.
They wasn't coming in and sitting down and trying to, like, chill. They was like, we need to avoid this.
Some of them were because, some of them were, like, really just
All right, that's fair.
I actually liked that part. When they started letting me do shakes, I loved it. For the simple fact that I could keep up with the pace, and I'm like, finally, hell yeah, let's make 6 shakes at once.
You are so neurodivergent.
I work well under stress.
Yeah, because you're neurodivergent.
I didn't know, man. I didn't know.
I feel you.
I just found out.
I didn't know until late either. That's all right. Anything you want to say on this one before we move on to the second video?
Man, don't touch my food. I'll fight you. I don't give a fuck how much I like you. You better ask nicely and have a trade.
Facts. Also, opposites attract. If you end up finding somebody that's a vegetarian and you a carnivore, you made it, bro.
Nah, because they're going to drink some other shit. Like, they're going to be like Wix and drink all my drink.
Wait. Yeah, if that happens.
It's not.
Get a large drink.
It's not.
If you can't get an extra large drink, you know what I'm saying? Whatever options is available.
You know what option is available? Goodbye. I'm going to get a new one. Don't touch my damn food. Here's your warning now.
I feel that. Y'all better be careful. Don't touch Say's food.
Just ask. That's all I'm saying. If you start expecting that what's mine is yours, food-wise, I'm going to fight you. I don't care how long we've been together. Don't touch my shit. Ask.
Yeah, I second that. Here's the second video.
I thought, no, but.
He said, don't say nothing. Nothing from the peanut gallery.
The peanut.
That's wild, bro. First off, I don't mean this in a...
Say some shit.
I don't mean this in a, a bad way or nothing like that.
He does.
I ain't trying to start no shit.
The fact that you said that tells me you are. Go ahead.
So, I feel like Mercury is pulling some villain shit from way away. Okay?
Ooh, elaborate.
Because I feel like from a safe distance, if you have magical powers, like psychic powers, you could fuck with people, but keep your distance. Kind of like the perfect fighter. You know what I'm saying? Like the perfect striker. You can measure distance and just fuck with people from a while away and shit.
I need you to elaborate on that a little bit.
I feel like Mercury is the cause of all of our issues down on Earth recently. You know what I'm saying? Especially for the horoscope supporters and the horoscope fans.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
All the sun rays, you know what I'm saying? All the crime, you know what I'm saying? It's really just Mercury up there pulling strings in some villainous, really dark, sinister, sadistic ways, you know what I'm saying? And then when it's done, I feel like they chilling up there watching the news with their feet up on like an entertainment center.
Like a
just
villain.
Like
just like I did it.
Like that serial killer in the 1970s that just didn't get caught. They just got done with something, cleaned up, threw their gloves away. It was like, yeah, what name they gonna give you?
That would be me. Like,
right?
That would be me.
I'll be doing it too.
I worry about myself sometimes because I'm like, they won't catch me. They won't. But I do want to see what name they give me.
Right?
That's horrible.
And if it's not a good name, I'd be like, well, I guess y'all just signed up for another situation.
Right, right? Like, now I'm going to have to switch it up. I thought I was done, but apparently I'm not because y'all didn't get the message. I don't like that name. We gonna tweak some things. Jesus Christ.
Did we just, find out why crime was wild in the 70s, 80s, and the 90s? Because people just didn't give good enough names. Marketing majors was trash.
Oh my God. Marketing majors was trash.
It was just like, Captain Balloon. Are you serious? You know what?
Captain.
I'm coming for somebody you know next week. I got you. But that's Mercury, though. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's just like
it's not. Sitting,
it's just like chilling
it's
with
not.
Retrogrades. It's
first
not
of
what
all,
you think it is.
First of all, you think Mercury is the reason for all of the crime and shit in the world? Mercury retrograde is all about making you face yourself. So like those videos we were watching last week were maybe last week, I can't remember, where the guy's self is talking to him and he's giving him that tough love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that. Mm-hmm. It's making you face it your is. Shit and process it. And if you try not to process it, you're going to have a fucking bumpy ride. If you try to ignore it and be defensive, you're going to have a shitty ride. So people are like, it's fucking up my life. It's really not. It's telling you to slow down and be aware and dig doing into it.
Villain shit. And exactly.
Because it's not sabotaging your life. Oh, God.
Awareness equals sabotage. No, I'm just playing.
That's wild. I relish every time that it comes around because I learned something new about myself and it's like another step into healing. And it's not even that bad. The little bit of like inconvenience that it offers, I've gone through so many lessons already learning that every shitty moment is about to lead me like a step higher. So I'm just like, bring it. Let's go.
I feel you.
I'm ready. I feel
that. I'm fronting and joking, but I take it like that too.
But now the psychic thing you said, though, that was interesting. Because already, depending on your gifts, you can affect people that are not near you.
Yeah, for sure.
But depending on how you move through the retrograde, if it's hurting you or healing you, it can heighten your abilities. And so something as simple as your thought process, like you thinking of someone, how you're thinking of them is also going to affect them. So it's not necessarily just Mercury fucking with you.
And you too.
So yeah, absolutely. Because it's going to mirror you. But yeah, you definitely can affect people from afar.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
It's kind of fun to watch too.
who you been see. Like lightly psychically manipulating?
Not lightly cyclically manipulating or anything. Like I fucked that word.
Lightly.
I fucked that word.
Psychically.
Psychically.
Power of suggestion that you think of when you're thinking of that person is manipulating them.
Hey, I don't really even think I'm doing any manipulation. It's just more so like reassuring my family from
afar.
Miles and miles and miles away that I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I would say like putting these episodes out is kind of a way of being like, hey, I'm trying to let y'all know through like subtle positive manipulation, I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? We can't talk as consistently as I would like us to, you know, because with work, with creative ventures, with a social life, like
time difference is a fucking
that's the biggest
killer.
Thing. I miss my soul
family in Alaska. And that's 4 hours.
That's four? Okay.
And I've been wanting to talk to them so much and I'm, I can't because the time difference, life, all the shit just getting away.
Yeah. This is my way of like, you know, subtle, like positive manipulation, being like, hey, I know like my family isn't going to check out every single episode that I have, but once they decide to go through and check it out, it's a wealth of different things they can check out, which will tell them,
I'm doing great,
you know?
Dang, look at all this stuff you got.
Exactly.
Even if they don't click on a video, they'll see like the quantity and then...
Nah, my mom's actually commented on a couple of Instagram videos that we've had, which has been pretty tight. The way she operates, like I can't put shit out that isn't fire, you know, because I will hear it. You know what I'm saying? And I will literally, I'll hear it from my mom and she'll be like, oh, I didn't check that out. And I'll be like, why? She was like, because I didn't like it. And I'm like, I mean, well.
Damn.
No
damn.
Feelings.
Your mama, Aries.
She is.
What's her birthday?
August 16th.
She's a Leo. That makes sense.
Yeah.
If she watches on August 15th. Mm-hmm. And yes, we can be blunt like that sometimes, depending on a person. If we know you can take it.
And like, honestly, like, I don't know. It's giving me a different look on assholes too, because people nowadays are like, oh my God, that person was emotionless. You're an asshole. I'm like, that person was probably giving some tough love to the world that like y'all just weren't ready for and ready to accept.
Right.
So that's literally
why I say all the time,
my mom's.
I love assholes because they're gonna. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody to sugarcoat anything for me. Please don't coddle me, because then I'm learning this is the autism. But also, I always thought like your parents raised you to always tell the truth, treat other people how you want to be treated, right? So I took that literally. So when people tell me things, I'm assuming that you are going to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Because I would always tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Same.
Unless my intuition is just like, boom, no, they're lying.
Yeah.
Something's off here. I love assholes. They're my favorite.
Same. That's why I love stand-up comedy. I will never not watch stand-up comedy. I will always have a current top 10 list of people who are trying to influence the world to think differently, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
That comedian that I added into the episode last week, Michelle Wolf.
I love her. She's hilarious.
Forever. I will always love her stuff, dude. And
she's like, just... no, maybe? All right.
Yeah. Literally.
And she sneaks it up on you. You never know what the fuck is going to come out of her mouth.
Never.
You think you know, though. Because you think you mm-hmm. know where the conversation is going. And then she's like, bam! Like, I love
yeah.
it. I love it.
Taylor Tomlinson is like that, too.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, God.
I love her shit. I'd be right there so relating heavy with her.
For real. Neil Brennan, I watched his latest stand-up, too. He was killing, okay? Killing. If you want to check that one out, as your next stand-up, like, yeah, that one was beyond fire. And he'll get you within the first couple minutes,
that's
guaranteed.
That's
for
great.
Sure.
I love that's being proven wrong in a comedic fashion.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's like, it's lube. It's fucking lube.
It is. It is. And then you go home and do the coaching.
Yeah, so. Yes, yes. Exactly.
Legit. Anything you want to say on this one before we move on to the last video?
Nah, we're good.
Yo,
I need to set that shit as my alarm.
Bruh, I kind of want everybody on the pod to set that as their alarm. That'd be wild.
Honestly, I think at some point it would go to my head because I'd be like, that's right. Oh, that's right. I'm waking up to an audience as I should. Like,
see, and that's why applause. I would only limit it to Monday and Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? Just the days where I need the help. Because I feel like Wednesday through Sunday,
I mean, but,
if I wake up with that, uh-huh. I'm going to be a narcissist. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, you're not. You've done too much work. But I was thinking that too, because I'm like, damn, I'm gonna be feeling myself. But what is wrong with feeling yourself? There's nothing wrong with feeling yourself. I feel like people villainize ego way too much. Your ego is there to protect you, but to like enforce your confidence. Because if your solar plexus can stay open,
yeah,
you can pretty much get everything else opened no problem. Because it's that level of confidence. But, I mean, if you're not doing the work, yeah, you definitely go turn into a fucking narcissist. But what is wrong with waking up to applause? Like, I feel like...
Facts, though. Like, I feel like we all kind of need that eventually at some point. Okay, so how do I word this? When I get up, almost immediately, on a bad day, mm-hmm. 2-3 seconds after waking up, first hit of, like, depression or anxious thoughts, uh-huh. right? And about a minute after that, minute of like reveling on, you know, that bit of like anxiety or depression, there's another source that'll come in of just complete 100% more despair than that. And before I've even had a chance to like really shower, you know what I'm saying? I'm already like 3 steps behind, you know? And it's not every day that this happens.
But on a bad day,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, on a bad day. And like, it's difficult, you know what I'm saying? So like having that on a bad day would be a nice little interruption to depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
What about, yeah, well, okay, like, now you got me concerned because now I don't even care about the alarm. What is your first thoughts on a regular day, just an average day?
On a regular day that's like not a bad day?
Yeah, like on an average day, what's your first morning thoughts?
Get up and get this shit done, like whatever it is. And like, let's have fun doing it.
That's not a good day. That's just the average day. So what's your thoughts on a good day?
On a good day, it's like, oh, I'm definitely getting my shit done today. Okay, there is nothing that's going to stop me from getting things
confidence.
Done. Yeah, okay, like stupid levels of confidence, like almost manic levels of confidence where I'm like, no, I'm going to get this done today. Like the song is going to get recorded. The song is going to get mixed. The
like podcast no matter what, it's going to get done type energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that's why like the peaks and valleys are so difficult, because if you wake up with that kind of confidence, I know that's neurodivergent as
well.
That's not a normal thing. And there's an adverse, like there's a 180 degree.
Cause there's always like, a high and then they're fucking low. Yeah.
Mine
is.
So my lows are literally, they're more difficult than I would say the more neurotypical person.
Yeah, it sounds like. Sorry.
No, you're good.
That's where I would have lost wigs.
That's fair. That's fair.
My foot's starting to fall asleep. Like, I had to get off of it. Yeah, for real. What are we talking about?
All right, there we go. Okay. We got the Wix impression.
There you go. Her presence is not lost. Her presence is not lost. No.
I'll put some like googly eyes on here or something.
Oh my God. I kind of forgot what I was saying. Oh, to wake up with like that low ass depression is like having depression on a daily basis sucks because I've been there. But at least you know tomorrow it's going to feel like this too. And the next day it's going to feel like this too. But when you get to a certain level of healing, you have those like highs and super lows. And it's like it fucking sneaks up on you because you wasn't fucking expecting it. You just woke up that way. And it's like, shit, I've been doing so good. What the hell is this? And it's like you fell off a cliff. Like it's such a drastic change, but it's also like gut punching. And it's like, what the fuck?
How could we fall so hard, bro?
Right, and then and then if you're like us, heavy earth signs and fire signs, and you're just there like, I'm a failure, I'm a piece of shit, I fucked up, it wasn't good enough, I don't deserve to be here. Sometimes I gotta pause it, but like, damn, bro.
I deserve death today. Yes. Like, damn.
Sometimes you gotta step outside yourself and be like, "How damn, you, it's okay, it's one day, Jesus Christ.
You good, player? Send help, nigga.
Now,
damn.
But I need that. Not even just for Mondays and Tuesdays, although yes.
Yeah.
But I need that every day because I'm still working on accepting confidence because I realized it wasn't that I wasn't confident. It was I had trouble accepting it because people just immediately are like, oh, you're a narcissist. You're full of yourself. You're this, you're that, whatever bullshit.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, I can't be happy. Hot damn. Yeah. But on my low days now, my lows are, I don't want to be human, or I don't want to have the traditional human experience today. If I get out of this bed, I am not following the paradigm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get lost just walking outside, or I'm going to do something else. Like, I'm not doing the traditional human thing today.
Mm-hmm.
If it's That's weird why... to other people, I don't give a fuck. But it gets to that point where
it's not weird.
You still have
to. It's so not weird.
Well, I mean, because, and those are my low days now because I don't want to have any responsibilities, but my life is just filled with a ton of responsibilities. That it is that low because it's like, I don't want to touch anything today. You're on your own. And I can't say that to a puppy and two kids.
I'm learning you can't say that to a partner that has not had healthy attachment in their life, and you're the first healthy attachment that they really have. Like,
I feel like
I literally be like, oh my God, allowed, I want my cape off.
Yes, it should be,
but like, it's so hard.
Pick up the weight. I'm done for today. Pick up the weight.
Yeah.
And I don't have anybody to do that with. I don't have a partner. So I'm just fend for yourselves today. That's all I can offer you. I'm not here mentally for anyone but me. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to function as a normal human being. I want to tap into my ethereal being, and that's what the fuck I'm going to do today. Because my spiritual self, my spiritual purpose, I know how to do that. I'm on it. The struggle of this fucking life has been playing human.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate it sometimes. Mm-hmm. My standard day though, is just... I don't want to get out of bed. I like the dream world so much that when I wake up, I'm just like.
Are you a gamer?
No.
Oh my God. Sorry. I just had a flash forward of your next like 10 years, like your next decade. I see you definitely having some surprise hobbies where you get to play in that dream world more often, because that's what gaming is. Like, you get a gaming system, you get a high performing one, and you play one of these games that are designed for your personality.
It's not the same. Like, no.
I understand that. Like, if you're deeply spiritual, there's nothing that can replicate it.
I don't want to say addicted. Addicted sounds so pat, but I love.
You can say it.
Dreaming. I don't want to associate something that I currently associate as a negative. I haven't found a positive definition of it yet to something that I love. So I'm still trying to figure out that. But there's so much I can do there. There's so much I can see there. There's so much that And it's not even controlling, because sometimes I just let it roll. But I love that world because I feel all of my power. And I can go anywhere I want. I can see whatever city I want. I can interact with different people. I can process my issues in this real world in there so much more easily. So that when I wake up, I'm like, I got it. It's no longer burdening me. And I want to stay there, but I know I can't because I have to do the human thing.
Did you end up having lucid dreams after that tea experience the other day?
No, but okay. I did it two nights in a row. And I haven't been consistent with it because it made it harder to wake up. You know, like when you smoke too much weed before bed and then you gotta wake up and you're like, oh, fuck. No.
I don't know nothing about that.
So I guess I gotta take it like an hour before I'm ready to go to bed. But it like works quick as fuck. But I did see more clearly in my dreams, which is great because the only alternative I found to that was holding Moonstone while I fall asleep. Because otherwise it all looks cloudy. But when I hold Moonstone as I sleep, it's clear. I can see it all.
Interesting.
So the tea did that, which was awesome. And now I'm remembering my dreams better, which is great. But I was looking at a few things on how to kickstart your lucid dreaming, only to realize, oh, wow, that's all the crap I was doing when I was a kid. To fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't need all of this. I knew. I already knew what to do. And the more that I'm learning lately, I'm finding out I was already doing all those things, but I got caught up in like other people saying, let me teach you, let me show you this, let me teach you that. All these influencers coming out here and giving all this information, which may be helpful to new people, but I'm not new at this. So it made me overthink it. And it made it harder for me to like apply stuff. But I kept getting this message when I pull my own tarot. I have a few tarot readers on like YouTube and TikTok that I'm like, y'all bitches stay on point.
I think I got two. So yeah, I feel that.
And they were all saying the same thing. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck y'all mean. Because one minute it's like you need to be focusing and learning. And on the other hand, it's like, stop looking for mentors. Stop looking for teachers. And I'm like, how the fuck you want me to learn, bro? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And they're like, but you do.
When you end up in rarefied air where you literally have done the spiritual work, you've done the mental work, you've done the self work, and all you need to do is just do trial and error in your specific style in order to push the bounds to a new level, is anxiety inducing. Give the nigga a manual. The fuck? We just go for just, I feel you, because I'm right there with producing too. I understand the simplicities of
it. But the thing
I understand the basics of it. And now I'm like, okay, cool. Now I have to push things and find my own sound while I'm making music.
Right.
But it's difficult.
It you know is. What I'm saying? Because even if someone hands you a manual, you're still going to, I'm going to skim through it. And I'm going to be like, all right, I hear what you're saying, but I know that's not going to work for me. So let me switch it up my way. So I finally came to the realization that they're not going to give me a manual because they know I'm not going to follow it. They know I'm going to do it my way. But my thing is, I don't need the manual. I need the outline.
You spitting.
Give me the outline because my sun is a Leo. My rising is a Virgo. And then my moon is an Aquarius. Aquarius going to do what the fuck they want to do. Virgo wants instructions. And Leo's like, fuck it, we ball. Right?
Yep.
Like, I'm going to just make it work with whatever I got. Aquarius is like, you can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
And my Virgo's like, no, someone tell me something. So, like, I'm conflicting with all of these. And I was like, oh, I do know. So, the more I've been looking into it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop trying to control shit. I'm going to just let y'all tell me what you need to tell me, communicate to me. And that was what I got. Bitch, you already know. You already been doing it. You just overcomplicating shit. And I'm like, that's not like me.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this progresses over the next, you know, couple months worth of episodes. Because I'm starting to literally be able to pinpoint different things that all of us are experiencing. So I can be like, hey, you remember a couple episodes ago when you was going through this? what's the update on that? Sorry, I'm just taking notes.
I love to be remembered for little details, but I don't know about that one. You're going to put me on a spot.
It's
a positive spot. I'm sure I'll be more confident than to be like...
Every single one of the spots I put you on is just going to make you more confident, hopefully. That's my goal.
So, I mean, if it doesn't, it's going to make me reflect introspectively until it does. So
eventually. If it doesn't, I'm going to cut that bitch. So, you know.
You're like the second Capricorn to say that shit to me. Cut that bitch. Hashtag
editing. All right, y'all. Thank you for checking out our podcast and being vulnerable with us today. If there was a specific point in the pod that inspired you, made you laugh, made you think, please hit us up in the comments below with a timestamp so we can start vibing with y'all. If you have a video you'd like us to review, save it. We're going to be starting a podcast email in the next couple weeks so you can be sending us videos that we'll react to on the podcast and you can be involved with us every episode. If you're listening to the podcast on an audio platform, please head over to iTunes, find our podcast Vulnerabilities with Devin Vox. Go to this episode and leave us a review. We would love it if you give us 5 stars. We're like, we'll take whatever you want to give us. And positive comments will go a long way in helping our podcast pop off, bruh. Lastly, if you're checking this out on YouTube, please hit that like and subscribe button so you'll be notified anytime we drop videos on this channel. There's going to be a lot of videos dropped all year and into next year, so you want to be notified every single time we drop those, because we got a lot of shit coming up. So thank you for your time. We'll catch you next week. Peace.